We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Samach Samad Aleph, and we're beginning on the bottom, four lines on the bottom of Daf Samach Zayin on Beis, actually three lines on the bottom. Rabbi Abba Avatzayer Zuzi Besudre, when Rabbi Abba wanted to give tzedakah, he used to wrap the money in a handkerchief, v'shodi le'lachayir, he threw it behind him, where he knew the aniyim were, umamsi le'nafshil be'aniyim, and he made sure it goes to the aniyim. And masli einai, he turned his eyes a little bit to see who's taking it. He wanted to see a rami shouldn't take it, someone does not deserved stalker, should take it. So Matzti Einem Ramai, he moved his eyes a little bit just to check and make sure it's Ani. He didn't see who the Ani was, make sure it was Ani, and he's not going to Ramai. Rabbi Chanina Ava, who Anya Davarogal Shuli Abbasu Koma Shabsa, there was this Ani, he used to send money every single week, week to week, four zos a week. Yoim Echad Shadurin Elev Yadvesu. 1 week he sent it with his wife, Asoi, she came back. Armale Loit Sarach, he doesn't need the money. My Chazis, what do you see? So she said, Shami Davika Amrilay, they were telling him, Mat Asoid, what are you using today? Pli Kesef or Pli Zahav? Which means, are you using the tablecloth made out of pishton, white pishton, of flax, or of silk? What are you using today? And that's a luxury. So Lamaisa, he did not deserve tzedakah. And even though Tosfos speaks out, we have a four where the person who was pouring wine, he got double the next week. He says, that is possible. That it's someone who's a funik needs to have zeal of yayin, but tablecloths that doesn't pass to say pinuk, and that's definitely a luxury, and it can't be he must not be such a poor person if he's using those tablecloths. Let's be machs toiver to the ramayim, to the people who take tzedakah shleik adin shemali hain. If not for them, we'd be considered a variant every day. Shadam is in the pasuk. Kar lecha Hashem, hoye b'chachet. V'tani Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Adiftari Rabbi Shuv and Karchayim. Call malum ain't of an tzedaka. Kilo oyv Rabbi Shavim. That the chait that we're talking about. This pasuk kar lecha Hashem talking about tzedaka. It says there, Hisham lecha pen year davam levacha b'liyal. Yemar karvish nas Hashem nas Shmita. He says I don't want to give. A halva because coming shnas shmita v'roi necha b'chira avyam l'sitin loy b'kar lecha l'Hashem v'v'chait. So someone doesn't take care of ani is a chait. What type of chait is it? So the we darshan it's a chait like avodah zara. K'siv hacha shom lecha pen yir dava em levavecha b'liyal. V'k'siv hasim says by avodah zara yotzon asim b'nei b'liyal mala halon avizchav mavkan avodah zchav. It's like avodah zara if you don't give tzedakah. So usually it should be a problem if they don't give tzedakah. But now I can't know. Maybe it's a rama. I'm not sure if he's legit, and therefore it's a limud chusvas that we're not giving tzedakah. Now, why is it like a very chum someone doesn't give tzedakah? So the Mefarshim explained, because someone who does not give tzedakah thinks that the money is his. He thinks koychi ve'oytzim yadi made this money. I'm giving away my hard earned money. I brought the money in. So that's why. That's the shukla v'ezar. You don't believe that the money. If you believe the money is from Hashem, you'll give away for tzedakah. Tana Rabbanan hamesamei is einai. Someone who makes believe he's blind. Vametzave is bitnoi. Someone makes believe that he's bloated. Vamakpeach is shaykoi. He walks around with a limp. Kilu his shayk is burnt, or is not peseda. Einai niftim noilam as yavlekach. He will not leave this world until taka happens. Another halacha. Makabel tzedakah v'in tzarach lekach. If someone's a kabel tzedakah doesn't really need it. Soifai einai niftim noilam as yavlekach. He will not leave this world until he taka needs it. So that's a few. That's just about a Ramai, and this is also saying a Ramai is not a good idea because a Ramai takes tzedakah illegally will eventually taka need tzedakah illegally. Into the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that a person does not have 200 zuz, then he could take lekat shichah paya. But if he has 200 zuz, he does not take. So do you count his house and his klita shmishay as part of that? You know, if he sold his house, if he's a millionaire, do you count it or not? So the Mishnah says, "Ei mechayim Muslim because basically because we don't have to sell." Break the marble. Loi v'atayim to the price. So how much time is klizav? If someone was using klizav and he doesn't have any money, he wants to collect tzedakah, he first should downgrade. Shtamis b'kli kasef. If he's using kli kasef and if he owns, that's what he owns. Shtamis b'kli chayshus. You sell it and get kli chayshus instead. So what do you see? You see, you do sell Kli Tashvishoy. The first Mishnah says, you're not mechuyev to limkar. Whatever you have. And then you look at what's left. And here it's mashma. You have to downgrade before you take tzedakah, before you take lekat shechapeya. Om Rav Zvid, loy kasha, ha mita v'shulchan, ha b'kaisos v'ka'aros. The Gemara first wants to answer. There's a difference between mita and shulchan and kaisos v'ka'aros. Kaisos v'ka'aros that you're not mechuyev to get rid of. You're not mechuyev to go downgrade. Masha'in kein, meet the shulchan, you have to downgrade. Remember, it says, what are you on a chab? Maish dava kaisis v'ka'orot, the Lord. Amri amisali, it's disgusting for me. Meet the shulchan ami, omalem v'kavaloi, it's not comfortable for me. Amar avrei de rabba, you're right. Machreish le kaspa, the thing that you have to sell is, if someone has a plow made out of silver, he doesn't need that. That's not important. You could just get a regular nechayshis one, and that, if you want to take stocka, you mechuyev to sell it. That's one terrace. A papam like kasha. Kam, kerb shavadei givui, kam la'acha shavadei givui. So the way Rashi learns is, that if me kara, by beginning, you come and tell to take leket, you don't have mesayim zoz, and if you would have sold your klita shmisha, you would have reached mesayim zoz, you're not mechuyev to do that. The case that Mechayev is in a case where someone took tzedakah, and he had Messiah and he took Lekha Shirapay. Now he has to pay back. He found that he was Osh, he has to pay back. Then, even if he has no money to pay back, he did this for years, he owes a lot of money, we will make him pay back and even sell his Nechasim. That's what Mecha do. Now, Tais has a point, as a Kasha, we know Lekha Shirapay, what do you mean? Who do you owe money to? Who does it belong to? Belongs to the aniyim. It's called mammon she'ein lo tovim. There's no one specific who belongs to it. If only would have came and take it, it would have took it. That's Tosfos Kasha really. Tosfos the Masal Khan. He brings on Rashi's pshat, and he says, "I forgot to have a mammon she'ein lo tovim. Ikal amem should be knasa goyvim menu because the knas they collect him." That's what he says. But the reminds me any time a different pshat than Rashi that he learns that there's a difference between kupos shal tzedakah and lekat shechapeya. Why lekat shechapeya not mechuyev to sell? But to take from Kupa Shal Tzedakah, then maybe you are Mechuyev to sell. That's how Tosfos goes. Tosfos says, "Very time perish. Come shav the gibush. Any other Kupa Tzedakah el medvarim shem shahavker in lekach shirapeya. Kam laachas by the gibush. It means from Kupa Tzedakah you have to sell."
Who can see has to sell to give it to Anim?
He's the Ani himself. We're telling him he's the Ani himself. And if you can sell us,
the
Ani. Right, no, then, so right. By giving to Anim, it's called Mamashan Taivim. There's no Anim, there's no specific person.
So you have to give to Ani.
I know, yeah, but that's not a Taina. It's not a Chayv, really. It's a different type of Chayv. There's no Taivim. He stole the money, but there's no one to pay back to. But that's Taiv says it's a Knas. Okay. Nu Mishta, back to the Sugya from the Dunya. Yesayma Shisyasa Ima Oyachia Medaita. A Yisayma, she's a Ktana, and the only way to marry off a Ktana is a Rabban to get marriage, her mother married off, her brother married off, and she said, B'shas, when she got married, I don't need so much money. Because of law, she said, I'm fine with 100 or 50 zoz, which is less than you're really supposed to get. When she gets older, she can be mighty from the hands, Masha royal in Asin law. What's royal to be given to her, which we'll see in a second, it's Isser Nechasim or something else, but she, which means a 10% of the nechosim of the estate, she could taina after she gets older that I didn't chap when I was meichel, and therefore I want my full nedunya what I deserve. Rabbi Yehuda Amen, in Hesi, now there's a different halacha about nedunya, not to my ktana anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Amen, in Hesi is Abbas Harishayna, it is also a ktana, which is not the case of meichel. Rabbi Yehuda Amen, in Hesi is Abbas Harishayna. Rudy says, how do you figure out how much the dunya to give every child when the father's not alive anymore? So Rudy says like this, that if the first child got married off by the father and they gave a certain amount of money, he gave a certain amount of money, we give the same exact money to the second daughter as well. Because we assume that is his level of generosity. And therefore, he gives that much. Don't do that, because sometimes the guy gets richer or gets poorer, and we'll see more exactly what that means. And what do? Shomer is the chasim. You right now you evaluate as the chasim, and per the chasim right now you give her the nedunya. Talk to Gemara. Tomorrow we start off a memory from Shmuel. We'll have to see how it stems with our Mishnah. Amar Shmuel. When the Gemara says parnasa, it means nedunya. It means the money they give to the daughter to get married off. So here we're talking about a yisayma. They came to get married. So we give her a nedunya, kefi oimed. How much we evaluate the father would give. On a bekiyim ba'avi, how much the father would give. That's what we do. We right now, we evaluate it. And we evaluate how much he would have gave, and that's how much he gave. Meisvei, it says in a braisa, this is after Misa, Habonos Nezainis. The Bonos get Mezainis, and they get Parnasa from the father's Nechasim. Ketzad. Ein oimrim ilo avia kayim. You don't say if the father would have been alive, would give this much. You just figure out his nechasim. You take an accounting of his nechasim, and that's how much you give her. So what do you see? Not like you see over here. My love, panosas habal. Isn't talking about panosas habal? You shaman as a nechasim. Shmuel says shaman ba'av. You figure out the father how much of a vatrin is or kamtin is. You figure out the father, I don't know if I spoke this out correctly when I said it over the first time, but Shmuel holds upon Hashem Ba'av. You evaluate the father, how big of a generous person he is. And that's how you figure out how much to give for the dunya. Here the Brisa says, Shomim bin Nechosim. You evaluate the Nechosim, not the Av. It's a kash on Shmuel. My la panosa ba'av. What we're talking about here, it says here, Abonos de Zoynos to Misparnasos. Misparnasos means panosa ba'av. Omrach mi'itzriloi panosa atzma. It means the mezoinos. Right, the Gemara mezoinos says already. Hanu zoinos and farsus zoinos. Says mezoinos. What's mesparnasos? My love, achas panos abal, v'achas panos nasma. One's talking about the nedunya, and one's talking about panos atzma. More loy, idi vidi panos atzma. Both talking about panos atzma, her own panos, which means mezoinos, the child's mezoinos. Why is it two loshinus? Mezoinos umesparnasos. Like kasha, abachil v'shtiyah, abavush v'kisu. One is for chila, one is lavush. They both come from the father's estate, and you talk evaluate if he's an oni. You give her what it says in last mishnah mishnah samach dalam beis rather the day you give shnei kavim to the week and whatever it says over there the kippah the chagura all those things you give, and if he's a wealthier person then you give more. So we that kasha is not shvayon shmul. Let's try another one tonight. Learned an hour, Mr. Right here. The Chomayrim, Pa'om Sha'odim Oni Vahesher, Vahesher Va'oni. So, possibly you learn like this that Rabbi Huda says, whatever he gave the first one, he gives the second one. That he gave the first one $10,000, the first one, and then he died, the second one gets $10,000. So, it says, Chomayrim, Pa'om Sha'odim Oni Vahesher, Vahesher Va'oni. Maybe somebody gets poorer. How can you do that? Al-Shomar Nechasim Vahesla. You evaluate the Nechasim and you give it to her. So, my Oni, my Asher. What does Oni Asher mean? Inema Oni Benachasim, Asher Benachasim. And like Tosis explains, then it would be good for you, Shmuel. If Asher and Oni means Benachasim, and then Shmuel would be like the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon also agree that you Shamin Ba'av, that you evaluate the father's generosity. And this is what the Rabbanon is saying. What do you mean you give him the same money like the first one? Maybe now he got poorer. Therefore, you do the same proportion as the first daughter, you give the second daughter. You should see how much money he has and do the same proportion. So then it would be an idea of Shaman Bab. You see how generous the father is. Then it would be good. But he says, that's the case. It's impossible. Mechal Tanakama saw a fellow Oshiva Hendi Kibikara Vinla. That they told me Tanakama holds, even if he got poor now, you give him the same $10,000, it can't be. Halesle doesn't have money. Doesn't have money. Elamai, what does it mean in our Mishnah when it says Oni v'Hesher or Hesher v'Oni? Elav Oni v'Das Asher Asher v'Das. Maybe he changed his mindset. He's less generous. V'Ketani Shomim as Nechasim v'Noisim La. It says in the Rabbanon that problem a person changes his mindset. Therefore, what do you do always? You just evaluate the Nechasim. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. I'm a lawyer's name Basar Omdana v'Tifter Shmuel. You don't go Basar the valuation of the person's generosity of Tifter Shmuel and for the Gemara who'd Amok Rav Yehuda. He goes like Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah is like Shmuel. He says, you evaluate how much of a kamtzin is, or how much of a vatrin is, how generous he is. Huda amak Rav Yehuda, tam Rav Yehuda, amem, heisi bas, v'shoyin yasna shniya kaderach, shosna v'shoyinah. V'neim alach Rav Yehuda, let him say simply, alach Rav Yehuda. Iyam alach Rav Yehuda, avamina, that the only time you look at the father's generosity is only if he had a chasna already. Havim edafka asiya, the goli daita. I have a lawyer see if he never married off anyone, loy, then you wouldn't evaluate him, evaluate his generosity. Kamash long time learning who does even so umduna. Loy no see, loy no see, say if he married for daughter, say if he didn't marry for daughter. But how do you see that says he married for daughter? The goli daita, loy no see, even though he already married someone off and his goli daita, still you don't go about some umduna. Omalei Rav Rav Chista, Darshini Mishmecha, they darshim from you, Alach Rav Yehuda. Omalei, yeah, Gevaldik, hey, Rav, call Kahani, Mili Malas, Tishim Mishmai. Everyone always says good things from me. I agree, that's Alach Rav Yehuda. Break the Mamiyom Rava Hachi. The Rava really say that it sounds like a Rava, the Alach Grav Yudah, because he told this over to Rav Chisim, because he said, Givaldik. So Mamiyom Rava Hachi, we're talking about the Rabbi. So Rabbi Yemer, Bas Hanizoinis Menachim, they tell us Issa Nechasim. Rabbi says there's a set amount for Parnasa, for Nedunya, what we call Parnasa. It's Issa Nechasim, a 10% of the Nechasim. V'omer Rav, Hilchsuk Rebbe, Pasuk Rebbe. So how can you say Pasuk Rebbe Huda, that you evaluate the man, they evaluate the father. Here it says it's a set amount, 10%. It's my answer, like Kasha. Hodam dine, hodam loyam dine. If it's sometimes it's not possible to really evaluate if it's a vatan or a kamtsin, you have to know him very well, you have to live together with him. So if it's possible to evaluate him. If not, it's always 10%. And that's how we pass the Shulchan Aruch. If you can evaluate him, good. If not, it's 10%. Hachin am mustar v'adomer v'adav b'hava ma'is v'nosel Rebbe echem v'shneim osam v'nochosim. One gave 1/12, not 10%. 1/12 he gives. Kasha adad. The ayis says iser. Allah shvami. No, it depends. Hodam dina lom dina. The case of 1/12. 1/12 was the case where they evaluated him. How much of a generous person he is. Hod loyam dina. They didn't evaluate him because they couldn't. Then you give 10%. Shvami, no, this teretz is true. Hodam dine, hod loyam dine.